Facing an influx of angry and desperate students who could not add classes or were in standing room only classrooms, a coalition of faculty and students at Cal State Northridge recently organized a week-long faxing campaign called Vent at the Tent. The Vent Tent, which was up on the first day of school until yesterday, collected messages from over 1,000 students to be faxed to the offices of the governor, various lawmakers, and the CSU Board of Trustees. In addition to written messages, students and faculty shared their testimonies on video as well. During the last budget battle, the California educational system suffered a $9 billion cut, while the state prison system was cut by only $1.2 billion. As a result, CSU students received a 32% fee hike, classes were cut, professors were ordered to take furlough days, and for the first time in CSU history, eligible students were denied enrollment to the university. According to one estimate, about 10,000 eligible students were not accepted for the new semester, while admissions for the spring 2010 semester are already closed. The week-long Vent at the Tent on CSUN's campus was organized by the California Faculty Association and Students for Equality Education. Uprising intern and CSUN student Steve Gill spoke yesterday with several students and faculty and filed this special report from the event.
This is the business department's having some trouble. I'm going to give you a couple of things to empower yourself, okay? Well, this is one step, and this does help. Absolutely. We'll probably have about 1,000 as of today. Okay, so you're not the only one. I know that's not going to help you get your classes, but it does help you understand the magnitude of the situation. You can also do some video testimony, because this video testimony is going to be compiled and sent to the governor, to the legislature, and to our president to really display how it's really affecting you as a human being.
I'm Teresa Montaño. I'm an associate professor of Chicana and Chicana Studies here at Cal State Northridge, and I'm also the California Faculty Association chapter president here at CSUN. Well, we have our Vent at the Tent event this year. This is the first week of classes at Cal State Northridge, and we want to put a public face on the numbers of students who have been affected by the $584 million budget reduction at CSUN. Our students are not just numbers. It's not just 40,000 random people who have been thrown out of the system. Many of our students' parents have worked hard to make sure that they get a college education. And the first week of school, they're not getting into classes. Their classes are overcrowded. Their financial aid has been delayed. It is not business as usual. And I think that California needs to know what's happening to its public higher education system.
I'm Professor Michael Hogan. I'm an associate professor in the Cinema and Television Arts Department. I teach filmmaking production. Now, we are recording the stories of students who've been affected by our current situation here at CSUN. You know, the furlough impact and the elimination of classes and the elimination, in some cases, of financial support. And we're just simply recording the stories of those situations and those people. We're going to collect all of them and send them to Schwarzenegger.
Has this budget cuts personally affected you?
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell us how?
I may lose my house. So unless the bank will renegotiate with me, I'm in a bit of a fix.
We've had three students so far come to the tent and tell us that they've gone to a number of classes to try to get in, and if they're not able to get their classes, they face deportation. So it's not just a question of, if I don't get this class, I can go out and do, you know, get a job somewhere. They don't get these classes, they get deported. I've had teachers come in and say to me, I really need this class. If I don't get this class, I lose my job because I have to have a certain number of units in order to keep my position.
These students have to work even harder to come up with money. Like, last minute they sprung up on us that we had to pay $336 more. $336 is a lot. I don't even make that in a week. Like, for many students, you know, they had to hustle to get that money. And it's really sad to see students, like, having to worry so much about having to come up with this money, right? They call it fee hikes because it was free before, right? Fee hikes, fee increases.
Danny Santana.
Okay, and what exactly are you doing here?
I'm doing here to help get students, you know, to fill out these complaint forms, you know, if they couldn't get their classes, you know, because, I mean, it's not just about that they couldn't get their classes, but it's because They also, the Board of Trustees of the Cal States, they passed a 32% tuition fee hike this summer. A lot of students didn't know about that, so students are coming back. Some got dropped from their classes not knowing what's up, and some students who just don't have the resources to, you know, to pull that money together. And, you know, me personally, like, you know, I know it's serious because, you know, like, the Cal State is known as, like, the people's university because, you know, there's so many students of color that come into it. So, you know, that means, like, you know, I see, like, it's not just students of color, but, you know, it's all pretty much all students, you know. I mean, this class thing is getting, like, really crazy. You know, I was trying to add yesterday my history class, and there was over 30 students in that class trying to add. Luckily, I got in, but I don't know about what's up with the other students. You know, we're standing up, sitting in class, like, you know, just to get the lecture, and I don't know, that's pretty much why I'm here, you know, just kind of, like, spread word, and, like, you know, so, like, students, like, they pretty much have something to do.
I mean, there's stories that are horrendous. One student went to 14 classes and tried to add all 14, couldn't get in to one of them. And as professors, you know, I have never turned down a student. As long as I had a seat, I would take that student in my class. Last night, I had to take 5 students and tell them they couldn't come in. I said to them, you know, whoever has the most heart-wrenching story, I'll let you in. I went outside. All of them had heart-wrenching stories. I couldn't make a decision. I had to draw their name out of a hat in order to add one student, and the other 4. All I could say to them is, you know, I'll beg, borrow, and steal to see if there's a way to get you in. I don't want to turn you down, but I have to.
I actually have to commute from the city of Linwood, you know, from South Central all the way to here to Northridge. Yeah, I took all the buses, the green line, the blue line, the red line, and then the orange line, and then a bus to get over here to campus. And so it's a 3-hour bus ride over here, then a 3-hour bus ride to go back home. And on top of that, I mean, I have to help pay rent at home, you know, because, I mean, and then even then, it's expensive to live out here. So, you know, it's a lot cheaper to just live at home. So that's why I haven't really, like, lived here. And I don't get a lot of financial aid. I'm working 2 jobs right now. I work in the weekends on the swap meet too, and so, like, it's crazy for me.
Yeah, my name is Abraham Ramirez. I'm a transfer student. I just started, this is my second year here at Cal State Northridge. I'm the current chair for Mecha de Season, which is a student organization that has been around since 1969.
Have you filled out one of the complaint forms that are going to be faxed to all the decision makers in Sacramento?
Yeah, actually, I did file one of those. I think it was through Students for Quality Education.
Why was it so important for you to do that?
The main reason, I mean, you know, being that we're in this educational crisis, it's important for us to really show that, you know, we care. Because a lot of times politicians and people just make decisions without really consulting, you know, the people, or in this case the students. So, I mean, if we don't, you know, stand up and really voice our opinion and make this issue heard, then they're going to just continue to think that we don't care about it, and they're going to continue to do what they want.
Do you know of any instances in which members of your club or you yourself have been personally affected by these budget cuts?
Yeah, actually, my girlfriend, she wasn't able to pay her tuition because of the hikes last semester. And what actually had to happen was that she had to borrow, you know, money from a lot of different people within Mecha and outside of it, from her family as well. So, I mean, you know, that only makes it these hikes only make it more difficult for people to continue on their educational path. And instead of investing in education, they're only making it more difficult. I have a few friends who also were not able to attend this semester because of the increase. They had to, you know, take a semester off, which only means that their graduation is going to be postponed, and it's going to, you know, take us longer to get into the workforce to be able to become, you know, professors and professionals.
My name is Brandy Mendoza. I'm an associate professor at the Gender and Women's Studies Program. We really have a horrific situation here. As you know, students have received a 32% fee hike, and faculty has a 10% wage cut. In reality, a 30% wage cut for those of us who have been here the last 10 years because we haven't received the raises we are supposed to be receiving. So we are a severely underpaid faculty. This is a mistreated student body, too. So what we have here is that we have to reduce 9 days of our semester, 9 furlough days. And the procedure has been that they have given us, they say, the freedom to determine which days we are supposed to be taking. And they gave us a little sheet there where you write down your furlough days. They were about not approved. Mine were not approved. I teach 4 days a week. I teach 4 courses. And I think they want me to take furlough days on Saturday because tell me, when you teach 4 times a week, when do you take your furlough days? Because it was not approved because they're telling me that I took them on teaching days. And I teach 4 times a week. So that's what's happening here at CSUN. You get the impression that they just want to pay you less and continue business as usual. You know, I think that the assault against higher education and the assault against public education is so grave right now that we need to take more action. I just learned today, for instance, that apparently also CSUN is opening a program, a national security program. There's, you know, so to open careers so that students join careers, you know, for intelligence. That's something that is very new to me. I assume that it's because they're getting money from the Pentagon. So that's what happens when we don't have any funds. We take money from anybody. And we are very worried. I am very concerned that if that is true, that is actually happening in our campus and in the college we belong to. I'm a gender and women's studies professor. We work for social justice and peace. And I think students deserve something much better than what they're getting. And faculty, too. I think we're people, too. We also have to pay our bills. Well, I have a personal story, and also my students. I've been with my students. I went around the first day of class asking them how they were affected by the budget crisis, and I'll just tell you it's really a horror story, one after the other. All students will tell you that or they are themselves laid off, or their parents are laid off, or their siblings are laid off. They have no health insurance. They are deeply in debt. They can't find their classes. Their scheduling is really messed up for them this semester. They have to spend more on gas. They were told that a $700 increase, it was given on them with very short notice. Some of them are not able to really bring up that money, you know, et cetera. As for my own personal story, too, I cannot pay my bills anymore. I also have a 23-year-old daughter whose health insurance runs out when you turn 23. She has a precondition, so I have to pay $500 a month now for her insurance. She's unemployed, and I have a wage cut, which means that I, as a faculty, as a professor, PhD from an Ivy League institution, I cannot afford food because after I paid my bills, I don't have anything left over. So, you know, I share the same stories with my students. You know, we are really deeply affected by this crisis.
And how do you see the future of California and the California State University system if these budget cuts continue?
Well, what I see is a dismantling from public education. That I've been seeing this and following it for a long time, but this is a very aggressive move that has been done to really dismantle public education. CSUN will not be able, or the CSU will not be able to continue with these furloughs. I hear that it will not only be this year, but we should expect at least another year of the same. That's enough to really liquidate what there is left of public education. And as for the future of California, you know, everybody knows that a economy with an uneducated labor force is programmed for failure. And this economy is already a failure. We know that, but then we have no future. And we are sacrificing a whole generation, that is supposed to take over the economy, and it will not be prepared. And we also know that education is not only to get a job and, you know, become a little piece in the economy. We educate people to become citizens in a democracy and to become conscientious beings. And we are not given, we don't even have the time for that anymore. We are all really in, I would say, really in economic and social despair, faculty and students. So we should unite. We're all in the same boat here.
Hey, can you tell me your name and your position again?
My name is Brandy Mendoza. I'm an associate professor of gender and women's studies.
Thank you.
And I also come from Honduras, where we just had a coup, and I told my students, I saw millions of dollars pouring into my country to support a military civilian regime. Bring those billions of dollars to California. Hondurans will be very thankful.
If it's okay for us to contact you about more student activities, please check the box at the bottom. That way you'll stay informed. If something's happening and it can make a difference, we can contact you.
Well, I don't know if y'all ever heard of, if y'all ever read the Master Plan of Higher Education. Originally, the Cal State was free. That's why they don't call it tuition. It's called fees, right? So they're pretty much increasing your fees, right, not tuition. So you can't really say, it's not correct to say tuition hikes. Another thing that y'all should know about, if you're wondering what the bottom box is, if you're interested in getting involved, you know, not just like, you know, just filling out this stuff, but, you know, actually organizing action, stuff like this. Like right here, we're working with the professors and whatnot, too. Like, you know, we're filling these out. But, you know, this is us, too. So if y'all are interested in getting connected, you know, you could check the little box at the bottom and we'll hit you back up. And, you know, and if y'all haven't heard of us, we're SQE, you can email us at csun.sqe@gmail.com if you want more info. Or if you know, if you just see us around campus, you know, just hit us up and we'll be around.
Those are the voices of students and faculty of Cal State Northridge over a special week-long campaign called Vent at the Tent that took place on that campus about the effects of budget cuts on everyone, students and faculty alike. Special thanks to Uprising intern and CSUN student Steve Gill for filing this report.